question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
From our NCF, now it's time for our G Block, and today that's going to be the personal connection segment of the show, as I just mentioned before the break. Before we patch in Stephanie Saroop to talk Fragile X Syndrome, we're sponsored by BoxOfAwesome.com.
And here's a way to send someone a very cool gift or add some fun and excitement into your own life. Bespoke Post partners with an array of small businesses around America to bring you the most unique goods every month, from travel and outdoor gear to breezy summer styles, even grooming goods, and really a lot more. Their collections cover every part of your life.
Yes, they do. So go check it out. Get started today. All you do is take a simple online quiz at boxofawesome.com, and then based on your answers, their team will choose the special items for you or whomever you decide to give the gift to. Each box costs just $45. It's guaranteed to have over $70 worth of gear inside. Right now, all of our show listeners get 20% off your first box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com. Enter code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, at checkout, or go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
All right. Like most of us, Stephanie Saroop enjoys traveling the world with her family, but she has a special situation with one of her children that makes travel a little more challenging. And rather than taking the easy path and staying home, she chose to advocate for her son and his needs and travel on. Stephanie is joining us now for today's edition of the Personal Connection segment of the show, and she's here on that show hotline to share more.
Yes, she is. Hello, Stephanie. Thanks for joining Mary and me on the big show today.
Thank you, and thank you both so much for having me.
Well, you are very welcome, and I got to tell you, listen, we love people with passion for travel. You certainly have that, Stephanie, and we're going to get to that. And really what connects us, if you will, it's your passions. They haven't been tempered, even though you have a special needs situation with your son, and a complex one at that we'll talk about. But from what we've been told, you've been all over the world with him despite the challenges, which is something we appreciate really and respect a lot. Can you share with everyone listening around the country what your son's situation is?
Yeah, definitely. My son was born with a rare genetic condition called Fragile X syndrome, which causes severe intellectual disabilities. And while it's rare to have Fragile X, it's actually not rare to carry the gene for it. In fact, one in 150 women carry this gene, which gives them a 50% chance of having a child with Fragile X. So the 10-second overview of this condition is essentially his body isn't making a protein that's necessary for proper growth and development. And also an important function of that protein is to help regulate his nervous system. So what happens is he often lives in fight or flight mode. Now, I've oversimplified a complex condition for the sake of time, but that's essentially the challenge. And so where travel comes in is there's very few things we can actually enjoy traditionally as a family, but travel is one of them. And, you know, it helps that fresh air, walking, yeah. Even eating, they're all calming biological activities, right, which help kick in the part of the nervous system that calms the body. And that's something his body just can't really do great itself.
Okay.
Let's
expand on that, Stephanie. So first of all, thank you for sharing all of that with us and with our listeners. And we're obviously, Robert and I are big proponents of travel for many reasons. Our kids basically grew up on the road, probably more than in school, and you're living that life as well. So talk with us. I'd love to know what travel means to your son in terms of how much does he enjoy it and what kind of things is he learning along the way on your travels?
Yeah, so he actually can travel. Not everyone with Fragile X can because they have, like, other medical conditions that go along with it,
sure,
like seizures. But he doesn't have that. There's a wide spectrum, and he doesn't fall in that piece of the spectrum. So he can, and he actually enjoys it quite a bit. It's mostly because he loves to eat out, and he knows he gets to do that, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner when we're out. But he actually also loves listening to foreign languages, and he will listen to all kinds of shows in foreign languages. So that's all a recipe ripe for travel.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is that attention of any kind almost always creates anxiety for someone with Fragile X. It's really a hallmark challenge for those folks. So think about it. While running an errand in town and bumping into someone you know, and we're in a, you know, he and I live in a small town, it always launches him into fight or flight mode. But when we're wandering the streets of a new place where nobody knows who he is and doesn't come up to him, that's a that's a safe space for him. So, it works out well.
So that's interesting. Okay, so it's actually probably really good for him to be out on the road and traveling. So, Stephanie, you've been a force in helping to raise awareness about Fragile X syndrome, both in your own town where you live as well as when you travel around the world. You have an Instagram following, a website. You really put yourself out there. And I think I saw the number that nearly 1.5 million Americans are impacted somehow by Fragile X. So for anyone who might be listening in the audience, I'd love for you to talk about, you know, the work that you're doing in your travels, because really you're traveling to raise awareness.
We are. So we document our travels and we use that to help raise awareness for Fragile X. And that's because most individuals are actually undiagnosed or misdiagnosed. So listen, we document them for ourselves first and foremost, because you probably know this too. The reality of what we don't document or photograph, it just often gets forgotten. And so then we share that on our website. And I consume a ton of travel info, but I think what I do that's fairly unique is identify not only what to see, but more importantly, how to see it. You know, there's no shortage of sources to tell you what to see, but how you'll actually be able to visit those places and make it work, especially if you're in a unique situation, that's a whole different story. You know, itineraries are both an art and a science, and there are a ton of work to pull together, but they really do make all the difference in your experience. So,
well, let's talk. Let me talk about that a little bit with you, because we've seen you've been to a number of countries with your family, and just this year, from what I'm told, you've been to 17 states, which is outstanding. You know, I want to know, how have your travels with Jordan been going really during the pandemic, specifically because we're also traveling frequently, and the reason I bring that up is, you know, we know firsthand that it's important to pack your patience and be ready to adapt. There are many challenges. Things are not, you know, normal. They're changing frequently, which is certainly has to be a challenge. It's hard for adults, let alone all that you have to handle.
Yeah, no, it's true. And due to the necessity of just having to plan our trips, often down to the hour just because of his condition, you know, we invest weeks or months planning each of our destinations, and then we share the fruits of that labor. You know, I tell people the last thing you want to do is waste precious time when you're on vacation planning your day, or wasting your money on a mediocre meal when you're somewhere great, because usually the best things to see are free and the best local dishes to eat are cheap, but you got to do your homework. So just out of a necessity for having to plan with him and enjoying the planning part of it, we do that. And, you know, COVID's made it trickier, but we were already planners anyway, so it just kind of fell into our natural pattern of planning.
So interesting, Stephanie. So, you know, you're in our personal connection segment today for travel, and that is where we try to dig in and find out why people travel, what they learn along the way, what they've had to overcome in terms of obstacles in some cases, the transformational piece. So share with us what travel means to you and really what it means to be able to show your son the world.
Yeah, so the biggest aha for me, both in traveling for the last 20 years and now documenting it on Coffee and Currency, is that you don't have to travel full-time to see the world. You know, there's this romantic notion that you leave it all behind to explore, and I've certainly entertained it, right? Who hasn't that loves traveling? But it just was never practical for me, and it's not practical for most people. So I took advantage of all my vacation time, and I know you had Scott Keyes on, who said he doesn't believe not having the time is why Americans don't travel, because we leave like half of our vacation days unused every year. But just going back, you know, to my experience, I've seen almost two-thirds of the country and almost 30 countries in 20 years. So after I put a dent in my list a couple of years ago, I gave up that notion that you have to travel full-time to see the world. You don't. We're living proof. And in fact, full-time travel is often a sacrifice. You miss out on other things in life. So we haven't. Like, we have careers, a home, a family. Our children enjoy a childhood in a community with schooling, friends, you know, all those childhood rites of passage. And then every other month, they hit the road. And it feels like full-time travel sometimes, because a month goes by in a blink, and we're packing again. So what we've discovered, like, you can have the best of both worlds. And then you can even have it with a special needs child. Well, and I hope especially.
Yeah, and you're definitely
families doing with special needs children, they can see us and they can see that they can continue to travel too, if that's what they want.
Well, really quick, we've only have maybe about 50 seconds for this, right? But any particular place that you've been this year with your family, your son, that he's really connected with?
We loved the Route 66 road trip.
Good for you. Okay.
It's all small, tiny towns. You know, and spots, it's not a built-up place. You can get out at your own pace. really quirky things that you don't see anywhere else, and, you know, great food and places to eat all along the way. There's no shortage of that. So that was like a classic American trip.
Well,
I'm really
glad that you definitely had that trip. Stephanie, you know, again, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us today and sharing your story. Folks, you can connect with Stephanie yourself. Her website is coffeeandcurrency.com. You'll also find her under the same handle at Coffee and Currency on Instagram. So enjoy the weekend, Stephanie.
Thank you so much for both for having me.
Oh, thanks so much, Stephanie. Really enjoyed chatting with you. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, good for Stephanie and her family. A very powerful story there, what she's doing.
Yeah, lots of great work she's doing.
Folks, up next, we are going to move from Fragile X Syndrome. I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I am, to ice cream, as Rudy rejoins us with the right stuff. Okay. Then in about 10 minutes, it's RJ with the Open Road segment. Mary and I will be back with you for the J Block in about 20 minutes with today's Museum Gallery. Don't go anywhere. RM World Travel. We'll be right back after these messages.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.